This is Yut Oi Chi. I just want to share something on me and Sha Tin Church. It was at the beginning before I arrived in Hong Kong from Melbourne to start the Department of Nursing at the Chinese University of Hong Kong that I prayed for an English-speaking church in Sha Tin. Upon arrival and not knowing other Christians, I began church hunting from the South China Morning Post for a few weeks. And then I heard from a former nurse, Joan Stapleton, that Sha Tin was starting an English-speaking church in Wo Chai, Sha Tin. I don't remember how she got my contact. I was very excited as it was an answer to my prayer. I didn't have to go further into Kowloon to find English speaking churches. Our first meeting was on the ground floor, Classroom G, of the Zhang Shui Tim Anglican Secondary School, and there were about 50 of us worshipping that day in October 1991. I was so thrilled to be introduced to so many brothers and sisters in Christ who were also academic staff from Chinese U. At that first service, Anne McCall shared about the vision of an English-speaking church in Sha Tin, and that there was a small group at St. Andrew's Church who prayed fervently for this vision to materialize. The vision was related to the cross at Do Fung San, which can be seen from Sha Tin Town. The vision was a river with water rushing down from that cross to the valley in Sha Tin and bringing blessings with it. So the birth of Sha Tin Anglican Church has brought blessings upon blessings for English-speaking families and friends. Over the years, I recall many people came to Hong Kong with their baggage of unhappiness and difficulties. They soon found Jesus among the warm-hearted brothers and sisters at Sha Tin Church and were transformed by the love and hospitality shown. I could see their newfound joy in the Lord as they took on responsibility to organize Sunday school and other activities like church lunches and cell groups. Many people have come and gone with blessings in their life to bless others. Too many stories to share about God's healing and how some went on to start their mission work to further God's kingdom. They have been obedient in following Jesus to fulfill God's will. Sha Tin Church is still supporting these brothers and sisters by prayer and regular gift offering for their mission work. Of course, we prayed for a pastor and God brought Pastor Stephen Jury to us from Australia. He was also praying and waiting on the Lord. He heard the message for him to come to China. So he took that as the calling and came to be our first pastor for almost 15 years from January 1992. We all have beautiful memories of our time with Pastor Stephen Jury and his wife, Crystal. He was an encourager and his sermons were long, but we never noticed the time as he ministered to our souls. My husband and I always appreciated his sermons and we would listen again to his sermons on the cassette tapes. It was like we had a full spiritual meal from his preaching as compared to the appetizer or salad service from our local Australian pastors in Melbourne. God has also blessed and used him to bless others for the last 10 years in the church in Macau in China. I am so glad that I have stayed on at Sha Tin Church for 30 years. Whenever, you know, I'm in Hong Kong, I would attend the church, yeah. I'm also very thankful to God for bringing Pastor He Wu to us for 10 years already from London. His life experience from the different cultures as well as his youth with a young family helps him to blend in so well with the multiracial and multicultural members of the Sha Tin Church family. May God continue to keep Pastor He Wu and Neil to minister to us as our Sha Tin family in Christ.